Wednesday morning, we like to find out what's doing around the Upper Hunter Shire Council with Mayor Morris Collison. Morris, how are we doing, mate?
Going very well, Mayor. Going very well.
Good to hear. Now, I need your help just to clarify something. On our live traffic website, for many, many, many months, it was telling us that MR358 was closed. Just recently, that message has come down. I just want to confirm, you still can't get through there, can you?
No, that road is definitely still closed.
And until further notice?
Until further notice, which I could not tell you when.
Okay, fair enough. I will take it up with Live Traffic New South Wales to find out what's going on there. Maybe they've got some wrong information from somebody, but at least I'm passing on the right information.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Now, tell us what's happening at the Scone Youth Centre next week.
This is a great day. On Tuesday the 29th, between the hours of 9:30 and 6:30, the Scone Youth Centre open day. Now, you've got your children there between the age of 10 to 17. There's a cost of $3. You must book in.
Yep.
All sorts of activities. Ninja obstacle course, henna tattoos, park air workshop, zorb ball games, cooking and craft activities, and even a live band. Wow. So what a great day. You can drop in at any time there, and I think I'd encourage people to drop their children off down there and enjoy a great day.
I'd like to go at that rate, given all the things going on down there. It's a great opportunity, of course, school holidays next week. That'll burn all the energy out of them for a day.
It will. It's a great activity to turn up to.
$3, make sure you book it in, because we have to book everything in these days.
That's it.
There's an Indigenous music workshop coming up.
Yeah, that's again between the ages of 10 and 17. This is a cost of $10, and you must book there. Lunch is provided. Bring your own drinks. So it's an Indigenous music workshop at the youth centres, and that's on Friday the 2nd of July between the hours of 9:30 and 2:30. Now, this is a great one. The buses will be running from Merriwald Youth Centre, departing at 8:30 in the morning, returning at 3:30, and Murundi Youth Centre departing at 8:45 and returning at 3:15. That will be a great day to come along and listen to Richie Lawton. Of course, he's very much up with that, and he's going to teach you about the didgeridoo and the sticks and where they come and what they did, and probably you'll probably get to play one.
I spoke to Richie just the other week, actually, with our competition, our What's Your Business. His missus had dropped him in it, and he was telling us all about the name of the business. The name escapes me right at the moment. Richie, I do apologise for that.
Yeah, no, it's great. And yeah. I went to Scone Primary yesterday for the NAIDOC assembly, and Richie was there, and he had the children
puts playing on a good show, does he?
That was good. It was great. Yeah. It was great.
Excellent work. Now, your meeting, your council meeting is coming up soon. There's a subtle change.
Yeah, last week, an extraordinary meeting, we moved to get all councils, encourage all councils now to turn up to the chamber. Instead of zooming in,
yep,
it makes it a lot easier. I think a lot easier on the council's concern. It's definitely the mayor.
Yeah.
It makes it a lot simpler and a lot fairer to be face to face, of course. But if it's exceptional circumstances, you'll have to ask for to change the ruling on that, and the general manager will certainly do that if he believes that you've got a good enough reason.
I must admit, I was a little bit surprised you mentioned this. I thought, well, because everybody was zooming everything during the height of the pandemic last year, but everything's sort of gone back to normal for, let's say, at least the last 4 or so months. So I was just expecting all of you councillors to turn up for the meetings, but now they have to.
Yeah, now that's the way it is now, and we made the decision as a council.
Yep.
And I'm sure it will work, and that's the way it always was when we were elected, so it's,
That's what they signed up for.
Get on with business.
That's the way. Morris, as always, thank you very much for dropping in. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Matt.